every week. Let's see if I can manage to run myself down. What? I never sleep. But Thursday night in particular, usually run down. The end of the week.
But you intentionally try to limit your sleep to 2 hours or 3 hours?
No, it's not intentional. It just happens that way. First, it's not only 2 or 3 hours. It's usually 4 hours, 5 hours. But it's not intentional. It just happens. And not enough time in the day. We are on something or other. With this good case. Okay, Brian, Daf Lamed Zayin went off towards the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yochanan should be shame Rabbi Yonai. Rabbi Yochanan said name Rabbi Yonai. How you, it should be Lefanea. They're in front of Rishtei Chatichos. Now, I'm a straight Gilead and Ephraim man. I love the Gilead and Ephraim. Whatever he says goes by me, and in this case as well. There are 2 foot pieces of meat in front of him. Okay? There's one piece of good corned beef and another piece of lousy corned beef. Achas Yofev, Achas Rav. Now, Nasne Nebi Yofev. She looked at the Yofev hungrily. The Nodja Mina Rav. And she took a netter from, on the bad one. I raised the Yofev. He can be made for the netter. This is a really cool case. The case is like this. She took a nether that if she eats the good one, again, it's good in the prime shot. She eats the good one, she's forbidden the bad one. If she eats the good one, she can't eat the bad one. But if she eats the bad one, then she can still eat the good one. Okay? The answer is, if she eats the good one, she may not eat the bad piece. If she eats the bad piece, she can still eat the good piece. Now, she has a husband. That's a critical factor here. So that's being made. So the only 2 pieces, which you're getting there, right? Whichever one she eats, he's going to eat the other one. Okay? So now, if she eats the good one, her husband's going to have to eat the bad one. If she eats the bad one, her husband's going to eat the good one, right? Now, the halacha says she can't eat the bad one. Even though her nether was, if she eats the good one, then she may not eat the bad one. That was her nether. But she can't eat the bad one either. Why can't she eat the bad one? Because the halacha is, a person may not eat the conditional piece, because later, okay, then he won't be nizar not to eat the... because maybe afterwards she's going to eat the good piece. She can't eat the bad. Her netter was, she's not going to eat the good one. If she eats the good one, she's not going to eat the bad one, right? But she can't even eat the bad one. Because even though now it's not usher, but maybe later on she'll have a tremendous taiva and eat the good one, and then the bad one will become usher retroactively. Right, so she can't eat the bad one, lest later on she comes to eat the good one retroactively, the bad one will become also. So now, no matter what, it says here the husband can be made for the nether. Why is it? If she doesn't eat it all, she's going to be hungry, right? So that's going to be eating her nefesh, right? If she does eat, the only one she can eat is the good one, right? That's Varim Shebeino Lebeino. Exactly like you said before, right? So no matter what, the husband can be matzah nether. See, because the eater nefesh, because she has to refrain, she's going to have to refrain from eating. Or because the Beino Lebeino, because she's going to take the good one and leave the bad one for him. Again, the only one she's allowed to eat is the good one. Because then, okay, she'll leave the bad one. She can't eat the bad one lest afterwards she comes to eat the good one and retroactively make it also upon herself. So no matter what, the husband can be made for because of eating her nefesh, because she'll have to refrain from eating altogether, or as a beinola beinola, because he wants a good one instead. Okay, that's what Gemara says. Chebraya may the Chebraya say midnei nidre inu nefesh shelo. He can be made for because of the inu nefesh of her, right? Because she will have to stay hungry. We may nidre inu nefesh shelo because of his inu nefesh. Now, of course, there's no such thing as his inu nefesh. What it means is, it's boring bein hol bein. Okay, cool case. This is not right. Yeah. Rabbi Zira, the Shem Shmuel said, "Call the Dorim Oda Mefer, every nether prince can be Mefer. Chutz Me'ameres HaNeos HaVoy, except for a case where a woman says, my benefit should be forbidden on so-and-so." Right? In that case, it's not either Nefesh, should not be Nola Beno, because her benefit is also on the other guy, and it's not on him, and she's not she didn't ask the other guy's benefit upon herself. So what heter does she have to be mad? So what heter would he have to be mad to another? Says Mark, sounds like, okay, fine. Sounds like the flip side of that. Hanoah's plenty of lie, you're fair. That if she forbids somebody else's Hanoah upon herself, he can be made for the nether. Because that's already Hinui Nefesh, right? Says Mora, because she's preventing herself from deriving benefit from that individual. Says Mora, wait a minute. But Tina, didn't we learn, next Mishnah actually, Konam Peres Chedvani Zelwai, if she says, the fruit of such and such store are forbid upon me, and a Yochel Ofer, it can't be made for the nether. Why not? Isn't that Hinui Nefesh? She's afflicting herself by not being able to derive benefit from that fellow.
So
that's one of my answers. Pasalak Rabbi Yossi. So we say that that mission, the next mission is going like Rabbi Yossi, who holds that a little bit of Inui is not Inui. And so they'll go to the next store over, they don't go to that store. But Taka like Rabbanan, who holds a little bit of Inui, is enough cause to be Matir Neder. It could be Matir Neder in that case. Because there's a little bit of Inui of not being able to go from that store. But Chaluki Malov, and they argue upon him, and they say it can be Matir Neder in that case. The Yitzhak that we learned over there, in Lois HaParnasos HaElmi Menu, Arezi Ofer. Even Rabbi Yossi, if there was no other place for him to go buy stuff except for that store, that was his main makolet, right? So then he can be maker. Rabbi Yossi says, you know why? Because do makiflei. He extends him credits. Do yavlei, he gives him stuff. And Ramona, do yavlei, he gives him, should be koin mashbiach, Mikelach Tov, he gives him the better flowers. In other words, you develop a relationship with your grocer, so it's good for you. So that's why even Rabbi Yossi agrees if it's his ongoing relationship with the grocer, so then he can be made for neder, because for it's like Vanshe Beno Lebeno, because it stares him that he won't be able to go and buy that store. Okay? Bottom line. She says she takes those, she's not going to derive any benefit from any living creature. Ena yochol lo'afer. He cannot be mefer. Why? Because she doesn't have to go to anybody else. She gets everything from her husband. This is good old days, when everything went through the husband anyway. So she doesn't have to get enough from anybody else. No, it's not going to be brios. No, it means other brios. Now, regardless, as the Gemara is going to elucidate, she can derive benefit from leket shikapeh, which are not other people providing, but rather it comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Assuming that she's aniyah. Kodem kodem levim nanimli, if a person, any person, takes the nether that kodem levim may not derive benefit from him, yidlokol, they take tumas and meisah from him against his will. Quantum Levim, Elu Nanim Levim, he says, okay, I don't want to give these Quantum, these Levim, Yidlachem, then other people should take these Quantum Levim, cannot take. Rabbi Yochanan said, Keni Masni, so this is a way to read our Mishnah, like I said before, the Choli Lenas, Lekachich Unpeah, she can derive benefit from Lekachich Unpeah, right? Tani, and we had a price which says, even Maiserani, she can derive benefit from. It's not true. Leithkan Maiserani. Don't include Maaser Ani. You know why? Because Maaser Ani nitan b'schia. Maaser Ani, the person who's tithing gives the Maaser Ani over. He gives it over to somebody. So that's already deriving Hanoah from the person who directed at you. As opposed to Elu, Lekachilapeh, which are Beziva, Aziva, they're just left there. There's no directed giving. So that's why Maaser Ani tak would be awesome. Rabbi Yossi Yochina said, Omer, Yossi Yochina said, a person gives his maasers based on the benefit which he gets from it. Literally means for the favor of pleasure. Rabbi Yochanan says a person is not given maaser b'toy v'sanoa. My time of the Rabbi Yossi Berchina, what's larger of Islam?
personal perceives the rise of a certain benefit.
Right. Right. That's what it seems, right? Just wait a couple minutes. My time is a chanina. What's larger is chanina? Bishas kadoshoth. A person is his sacred things. Lo yeh, they're to him, meaning he can give it to whoever he wants. Yochamar lo yeh, name l'chol mishu yirtzeh. Lo yeh means he can give it to anybody he wants. Wait a minute. But isn't that what Rabbi Yisrael Chanina said? So there's a very important point here, which the Mashbiach makes. He says, Tovas Anoah in the Yushalmi does not mean the same thing as Tovas Anoah in the Bavli. In the Bavli, Tovas Anoah means I have discretion to give it to wherever I want. But Rabbi Yochanan here says, you don't have Tovas Anoah, says you have discretion to give it to wherever you want. So Tovas Anoah here in Yushalmi means I can accept payment. I can get somebody to pay me off to give it to somebody. In other words, I can go to the Kohen and say, oh, you want my truma? What's it worth to you? That's Tovas Sanoa according to the Yerushalmi. Not the same Tovas Sanoa in the Bavli. The Bavli has clears all over Tovas Sanoa moment or Tovas Sanoa lav moment. The right to give it to certain individuals, that benefit, is that money, monetary or not monetary? But that's not what the Mashbiach says, not what Yerushalmi is speaking about. And the Chori is right. Because Rabbi Yochanan was old, so you have discretion to give it to whatever you want. But there should, but that's not what's going to Tovas Anoah. It says there is no Tovas Anoah. So it means that according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't accept money to give it to somebody. According to Rabbi Yisrael, you can't accept money to give it to somebody. So Tovas Anoah again means something different in the Bavli and in the Yerushalmi. Right? That's why I said. Okay, so alright. So Masnisa Pliga, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chayino. Our mission seems to argue Rabbi Yosef Chayino. It says, Kwanim Kwanim Levim Nenim Leith Lo Karcho. If a person says they don't want Kwanim Levim to derive any benefit from me, then they take against his will. But if he has the right to be paid off on it, so unless they're going to pay him off, why should they compel him to give it? So Pasala, Rabbi Yisrael will explain, we're talking about an armed Mishnah Rosha, a guy who says, I'm not giving the gifts. So there, we like compel him to do the mitzvah of giving it. If he wants to hold out for money, Rabbi Yisrael says, he can hold out for money, that's okay. But if he wants to hold out altogether, that we cannot allow him to do. In that case, we go and we compel them to give it. Okay? Oh, sure. That's all mitzvahs say we force people to do. Sure. So here the cry of being, compel them to give it up. That's right. About it. Okay? Tater Shukim. You should know this is true. Because the Tiyanka says subsequently number, so Kwanim Elu Levim Elu Nanimli. It says, these Kwanim, these Levim may not derive benefit from me. Yidlachem, others can take it. So we see that there we don't compel him. The reason must be because they're willing to give it to somebody. Suppose the ratio is not willing to give it to anybody. On the other hand, we seem to have a mission of charges Rabbi Yochanan. I see some pleading Rabbi Yochanan. Oimer hu Yisrael, it says a person could say to Yisrael, Helechos Selazer. An individual can say to a regular Jew, here is a coin, here's money, attain b'chor zeh, give the b'chor you have, lebet biti coin to my grandson, who's a kohen. So here we see you can be paid off. Again, you see your Tovas Anoah in the Yushalmi means payoff. Payola, right? So it's a contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan, because you can't take payola. So Rabbi Yochanan explained, interesting answer. The Reutze lead no lishnayim. This guy, the Yisrael, is not sure what he wants to give to. He wants to give it to Reuven or to Shimon. And Uben Bitocham, and Shimon is the grandson of this fellow. A co-grandson who, through his daughter, who's a Kohen. Omar Lo, in that case, grandfather can say, Hail Chosel Azeb, take Kula Ben Biti Kohen. Here's a dollar, give it to my grandson, the Kohen. And the way the Mashbiach explains that, that's not Tovas Anoah. Tovas is where I pay you to give to somebody. Here I'm paying you not to give to the other guy. You see that? I can't charge money for giving it to somebody, but I can charge money, how much is it worth to you that I don't give it to the other guy? It's an interesting line. I'm not sure I fully understand the distinction, but that's how the Gemara's answer could Rabbi Yochanan. I can't accept money for giving, but I can give accept money for not giving. You know what you want to say? They can do that? That's legal?
Absolutely.
Really? Yeah. Sounds illegal to me. They could pay enough another team not to make a trade?
You offer a player not to make a trade when you do that. Especially in hockey, when we do the draft.
Yeah. Okay.
Sports.
Yeah. Torah and sports. Gavaldi. Okay. Say it more further. I didn't mean that, Gavaldi, by the way. Okay. Says it more. They asked the prayer of Rabbi Zira. There's a lot of gears of changes here. Kohen Lisoil, it should be Rabbi Yochanan. His name is missing here. Kohen Lisoil, Rabbi Yochanan said, the Kohen can't pay these rolls given the trumos. That's Tova Sanoa, which is forbidden. Ma Rabbi, it should be Rabbi Yochanan. Oimer. There's another two words missing here. Yisrael, Yisrael, Ma Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, the Kohen can't pay the Yisrael to get that the truma should be directed in. He can't pay off the guy. But can Yisrael number one pay Yisrael number two to give to a Kohen? Or is that also prohibited? Okay? Is it a payoff by the Kohen himself only is prohibited? Or is it any payoff which is prohibited? Right? Lucky food. So, Rabbi Zira didn't answer. Rabbi Chizkiya B'Shem Rabbi Acha say, Omar, Hachin Agivu. No, he did answer. This is any answer. How daited Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, look it. According to Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, the Gemara is not going to like this. But, we have to go some motions. How daited Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, according to Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Kohen Yisrael Lomo, so why may a Kohen may not pay Yisrael? Mimlo Mimnei Mar Sain? It's only because of Marisayin. The rights of Mutter. The report of the answer because of Marisayin, it doesn't look nice. After Rabbi Yochanan, Isa Yisrael Yisrael also renamed Marisayin. So Rabbi Yochanan will ask it for one Yisrael to pay another Yisrael because of Marisayin. Okay, it looks bad, right? Any payment looks bad. What? No, because Kohen Yisrael is also the Raisa. So Yisrael, Yisrael will be Marisayin. Makes sense. Says more, no. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Rabun. Rabbi Yisrael Rabun said, I don't understand how you could say this. Chilu Kochim Yeshkan. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if a Kohen pays Yisrael to give him a Truma, it's Chilu Kochim. The same army if named Marisayin. And you're going to say that it's only Marisayin? Maybe it's Chilul Kochim also by Yisrael to Yisrael. You're assuming that Rabbi Yisrael Chanina holds that Kohen Yisrael is Marisayin? Right? So Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yisrael is Marisayin. Maybe not. Maybe according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's even worse. Maybe it's Fakir Chilul Kochim. Now, we actually have not seen that it's Chilul Kochim. We haven't seen the pasuk that's Chilul Kochim. Now we have to see the pasuk. The pasuk tells the following. Let me show you this concept of chilul kachim. Hakonim v'avim b'sayim. This is brisa. We don't know. I don't know where this brisa is, but it's a brisa. Hakonim v'avim b'sayim v'agvaros. If konim v'avim go and work in the silos in order to get trumas from maizros, ain't noisling them trumas from maizros. You can't give them trumas from maizros. Do you know, son? If you do, if you give them chilul. It degrades the kachim. I mean, they're not literally kachim instruments, mites, but the same idea. How do we know that? The pasuk says, and Cormier puts in the words here, about laying out kosovoymer, concerning them, these poor people, says, V'lo yichalulu eshekot shebinei Yisrael. So it's Kohanim and Levim should not defile the consecrated objects of the Jews. They mechalin osam, and they by doing work, which is providing tovas hanah, they're desecrating kodesh bnei Yisrael. Mikan amru, from here they said trumas and ena truma. If the Kohanim and Levim take truma under these circumstances, not valid truma, and I guess Yisrael's afrosha is not proper. He separate. Of course, it works, but he did so. It's as if the truma is not truma. Umasreisen ain't a meiser. The meiser is not meiser. The hektation is only made hektet kodesh. Ain't a hektation is not kodesh. The land cost of Oman concerning such individuals, it says, Hoshea b'shoichadish botu. Its head had judged with bribery. V'amoko mevi aleim shlosha peranos. And if Kodesh Baruch Hu brings upon the people engaged in this this type of activity three evils corresponding, there actually is only, there are actually, according to Kornei Pnei Moshe, the three evils mentioned in that pasuk. Pnei Moshe brings down the pasuk, so does the Kornei for that matter. It says Roshem Bishochad Yishpetu. And Kohaneh b'mchir Yoru, unviyah b'kesev ikasmu. The heads judge with bribery, the Kohane for a price, paskin, and the Levim for money, do all sorts of magic. Okay? So for these three things, three bad things occur. Mokum maybe a lamb shosh paris, l'chem b'dachem defiyu tzion todetek rash tzion. With the Bay of Harabais will be plowed under. Yushlaim Yimtiye, Yushlaim will be desolate. Harabais and Harabais, I guess it's Sion as the Azora. But Harabais, the Bamasir and Harabais will be a forest. Okay? Now, that all argues Rabbi Yitzchak Hanina, because that says, seems to be quite clearly that the Tovas Hanam creates Chilu. It's not just matter of science, it's a Chilu issue. The thing is, it's not clear about Yisrael. After all said and done, we never came to a resolution about Yisrael. We don't know. Yisrael might only be Marisite. There obviously is no way to tell. But we don't know. It might be Chul, it might be Marisite. Amasis will be Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah of the Brisa argues Rabbi Yochanan. What does the Brisa say? The Brisa says, this is another Brisa, Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm a Kaddish. If I marry a woman, the Trumos of Mysras, and I'm Yisrael. I give trumas and mises to the woman. Umatanas, or the madness kunas, roe, chayim, and kevah from an animal. Umechatas, I give poraduma waters. Umevechatas, the ash of a chav from poraduma, I raise them kudashas. So, valkyush, not be sure, so even though the groom is Yisrael. How come to valkyush? It must be that there's tovas hanoamama. Now remember, the way the Bavli learns that, Tovas Hanoa Mamon means the discretion to give it to whomever I want, I gave over to my fiance, married her with that, and that is enough for her to be considered married. But the Yerushalmi is not considering that. The Yerushalmi is considering that it's only if there's an actual payoff is that considered to be sufficient to marry a woman. Again, the Yerushalmi by its own standards, which defines Tovas Hanoa differently than the Bavli. So how could, in any event, it seems to be a riot against Rabbi Yochanan? Because it must be that payoff is permissible, otherwise could Kedushin be a valid Kedushin? So it says, Mar Pasla b'Truma Shenaflo Me'abim Mokoi. We're not talking about Truma Chi Taith. We're talking about Truma Chi actually owns. For example, his grandfather was a Kohen. He's not. And he got his Yerusha. So in that case, actually he owns the Truma. It's not Truma which he typed and must give to the Kohen, it's Truma which he owns. It's true he can't eat it, but he owns it and it's worth money to him, he could sell it, so therefore he uses it being a cottage woman as well. Okay? Says Mishnah further. Konam Shenil se al pi abba. This is, his wife took a netter that she's not going to do anything for his father, for her own father. Al pi avicha, or for the mouth of his father. For the mouth of my brother, says the woman. For the mouth of your brother. And the yochel affair. There's no affair possible. It's not either never should not be no. Right? Well, how's it going to be made for? Right, Rabbi Akiva Omer Yofer. Rabbi Akiva says, I skip. Shani Osa Picha, if she says, I'm not going to do anything for your mouth, and it's our law for you, don't have to be made for. Why don't you have to be made for? Because she's Mesubatim. Her nether cannot undermine her shibu to her husband to do stuff for him. Rabbi Akiva Omer Yofer. Rabbi Akiva says, no, she should be made for. He should be made for. Shema Tadiful of Yesemina Roy, because maybe she will make more than what she's required. And her nether will kick in on that additional amount, so therefore it should be made for that. That's beino lebeino. Another interpretation, another reason. Yofer should be made for shemi rashena, because maybe she'll be divorced. She'll get divorced, and then if her maizy adayim also and her husband, they are still lasalo, she'll be forbidden to return to him. So therefore, she'll be made for because of that eventuality of the possibility of divorce. Okay, the more is going to discuss that at some length. Talmud, you learned over there. Hamakdish Maisa Deishna, what about the other way around? Somebody's Makdish, his wife's handiwork. I raise those because she just ignores him, does what she does, and eats. Now, this is either because Cormier brings two possibilities to explain this, either because since she can opt out of getting fed by him, and then she gets to keep her handiwork. So therefore, we say it's as if she opts out, and therefore she just ignores him and continues to work and enjoy her own labor. It's not hefdish. Or there's another interpretation here, which is that we're talking about the case where he's not feeding her, and therefore her her work is not now underneath her husband, and that's why she can just ignore him and eat the stuff for herself. Hamosa. Okay, that's fine. That's her Maisi Adayim. What about what she makes more than her Maisi Adayim? So Meir Omer Hekdish on that, he has rights. Because she can keep back her handiwork and say, I'm keeping it from my food, but not beyond the handiwork. The Mosa, what's additional beyond the set amount, so that goes to husband regardless. So Meir Omer Hekdish. If the Chassano argues and says it's Chul. Okay, now, what's the Machlokas based on? This is about where she makes what she's supposed to make for him, which is 5 sloim of wool a week, of cloth material a week, the fabric. That which is beyond the pligas and machlokas. Do pasul of imalam azoinus, and explains about where he's feeding her. But he doesn't give her an additional allowance of a maw of money for her needs. We've seen and we learned. He may not notice in law more castle, so maybe that's given the additional amount of money for her needs. My siyatea shallah, then her handiwork belongs to her. Okay? Since her handiwork belongs to her, so therefore, Ray Mayer says, Rabbi Yoga Salah says, and she doesn't have to, he doesn't have the right to it, and therefore there's no need for him to be made fair. Rabbi Meir says that it's hekdesh. I forget why. Just a second. Yeah, Meir argues. Okay, Meir says that even if you're not giving a ma kesel l'tzorcheh, you still get the moser ma'aseh yodeh. Okay, that's the machlokas. What's the status of the additional handiwork she does beyond her quota? Meir says that it's his, and therefore he can be makdishit. Rabbi Yochanan Sama says, as long as she's not getting the additional allowance of Ma Kesef, it's hers, and therefore his Hekdesh doesn't work. Okay, so it's a technical thing, whether the Hekdesh works or not, depending on whether it's considered to be his or hers. That's Rabbi Reish Lokin's shot. Rabbi Yochanan, the Moitza Lacha Misa Pligin. More fascinating explanation, it seems. This is after her death. Whatever's left over, can she derive? He derive benefit from it or not? She dies, and she leaves over stuff. That's the machlokas. So that case, where Meir says it's Meir says it's his, so therefore it becomes forbid. It's hers, and therefore the neder applies to it, and that's why. That's why he has to be mefer. Rabbi Yochanan Sanner says it's not hers, and therefore.
Confused. One second. Yeah. Oh, I goofed. You're right. I made a mistake. She didn't take the nether. He took the nether. It's explicit. We'll go back to right after the Mishnah again. No one, I was fumbling it. Tamzi, I'm Makdish. He's Makdish. Nice to meet you. Not talking about Afar anymore. Talking about his being Makdish. When does he have the right to be Makdish? His wife's handiwork. Okay? So my son, I raise a little because she just ignores him. Because he has no right to be Makdish or handiwork. As long as Moisar, what about the excess? Is that Makdish? So about the additional amount above the quota, and he's feeding her, but he's not giving an additional allowance for her needs. We learned he made her. Rabbi Yochanan Sanner said, if you don't get an additional malkesef, it's still hers, and therefore it's chulin, your hektish doesn't work, right? Right. Meir Oigel says, as long as you're giving him his own house, so then the additional amount is yours, even if you're not giving the additional allowance, and therefore your hektish works. Rabbi Yochanan, Marv Moisel Achamisa Pligan. The child is, after she dies, she leaves over stuff, does the hektish apply to that? Dupasa B'sheino Malo Mizonos. And the machlokas is where he wasn't feeding her. So if he wasn't feeding her, the machlokas where the stuff left over afterwards, after death, he can be machdish or not. However, Abba Mala Mizonos, if he's feeding her, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Dibbe HaKol Kiddush, everyone agrees that it's Kiddush, the Hekdush he did applies to it, and even during her lifetime. So Rabbi Shlokeshol said, even if feeding her, as long as you don't give her a Moisar, according to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, it's not Hekdush. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, once you're feeding her, whatever she makes, you can be Makdush. It's only whatever she leaves over after her death that there's a machlokas where the hektish pertains to that or not. Okay? Now, Rabbi Meir Omer, we'll skip the next four words, according to Yochalaf, and we'll come back to them later on. Rabbi Meir says, Enot Tzarech Lafer. Rabbi Meir says, in the case of, we'll see what the case is made. You don't have to do Afar. We're obviously talking about her neder again. Rabbi Yochalaf, Hassan Lomer Shalom. They're hers. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Shalom, they're hers. Yochanan Nuri Omer Shalom, they're his. Okay? Now, and Rabbi Akiva Omer, now it's Rabbi Akiva Omer Yochanan. What? Yeah, let's go back to the machine. What is this line here? What are we saying at the bottom? Well, it's continuation of Rabbi Yochanan. When he's Ma'alam Mizonos, he's paying her, right? And she takes a nether that she wants to be Makdish her stuff. Right? Not him. So I'm talking about him being Makdish her stuff. Now I'm talking about she being Makdish her stuff, right? And he's paying her, right? He's giving her Mizonos. So he may answer a club, he doesn't have to be made for her. Renata's not college. He's getting he's getting mazonos, or she's getting mazonos. So what hafara do you need, right? So it's all his, right? Rabbi Yochanan Asadlar Omer Shelo. Rabbi Yochanan Asadlar says that. It's hers. I'm totally blanking out on this. One second. Look at this morning. Okay, a little like carbonator. I remember, I'm blanking out, but a little like carbonator. Remember, if she makes a netter on the additional amount on the mosor, so then it ought to be made for because it belongs to him. He can be makdish. Just like Remeir said, a makdish, in the second line of Gemara, a makdish maisi de isha reza osev ochelis, a moisor and mer omer kekdish. The Moiser, Reb Meir says, he has control over, therefore he can make Ekdesh. So too, if she made the nether, and it's a cloth, they don't have to be made for it, right? Because it belongs to him, it's under his control, right? Rabbi Yohanan Sandler, who says that it's Chulin, right, if I'm Makdish, my wife, or the Moser, doesn't work on the Moser. What does that mean? That means the Moser belongs to whom? To her. That's what it says here. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Shelah. It's her. So therefore, if she took the nether, the nether takes effect because it's hers. Can he be made for the nether? No, because not for him shebeino lebeino, and it's not the inu nevesh. It's not his. So he has no rights. Rabbi Kiva also Omer Shelah. Rabbi Kiva says it's hers as well. However, there's going to be a catch to that, which is going to be in our Omer base. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri Omer Shelah. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says it's his. Okay? Now that's his because going back like Rabbi Meir. But he says you're going to have to be maker. Okay? Now the critical thing is that both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan Menuri say Shelah on the one end, that the most belongs to her. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says Shelah on the other end, the most belongs to him. But both of them are going to say he has to be maker. On the Moser. And really, it's right in our Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Omer Yofer. Why? That's what Gemara is going to ask in a minute. Okay, so it says Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Omer Yofer. Rabbi Kiva says, Yofer. Why? And here the Gilfrain puts in the words from Mamad Alf, the Kaena Yachal Yofer. How can we make her? Rabbi Kiva just said, Hadofa is Shelah. The Moser belongs to her. So how can Rabbi Kiva say Yofer? It's not Beino Lebeino. It's not in a nefesh. What's his right to be maker? Here's what I'll tell you. All right, Bob, also my seer there, sorry about a case where she asked her my seer dying. Right? Milasos, she forbade her hands to do for him. Up to the right of five slide, he compels her. Her mice are dying, my mashuba to him. Because he's feeding her. He can't compel her to work. Shemis Yore, Shemitase, he's afraid maybe she'll do yeser, more. Venimsa Nana min Isser, and he's going to become out being Nana from an Isser. So he's afraid even to compel her on the base amount, because he doesn't know when to stop. If he beats her until she does work, right, then she might do more than she's supposed to. And the additional amount is also, right? And he's not able to beat her for that additional amount. So therefore, it's really Dvarim Shebeino Lebeino. Because he wants to compel her to work. She is a deadbeat. She doesn't want to work. So he wants to compel her to work, but he's afraid to compel her, because if he compels her to make too much, that amount too much is going to be also on him. So therefore, he's allowed to be made, because if Klum came, Rabbi Kiva Mer, you're fair. Rabbi Kiva says, you're fair, Shalom, precisely because it is him. Rabbi Kiva says, I'm sorry. Rabbi Kiva Mer, you're fair. Rabbi Kiva says, you're fair. Shalom doesn't belong there. It should be Shalom. Right. Did somebody actually change it?
Let's just take it out. Just assume it shouldn't be there. The Kiva says, therefore, you're fair, because, again, she's afraid to go over. Right? Afraid to go over, and therefore, in order that their fear should be dissipated, he just should be made for the nether for her. Okay, now, I'm Rabbi Hila. Rabbi Hila said a different shot. Rabbi Hila said, now, according to Gilin Ephraim, he's going to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. I guess, according to Gilin Ephraim, you don't take out this line, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Mary Yoffer. And Gilin Ephraim really should leave that in. Well, be like this. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Amar Yofer. Now, the question is, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Amar said Yofer, but why? If it's his, he can compel it to work anyway. And he's not afraid that she's going to make too much, because he can compel her both on the base amount and the adof. It belongs to him anyway. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Amar Yofer, Ma'ul HaMizonos, it's his. So why can't he be Koifer, right? Amar Hilya said, Epshalo lassos chamesh loimitz and tumos. Rabbi Yochanan said she can make precisely five loim. And archa chamesh loim koifer. Up to five loim he can be koifer. Mikam ve'elch eno koifer. From there on in, he's not koifer. And according to Gilin Ephraim, change the next word from Shemisyori to She'en Misyori Shematati. And it should be probably Mikam Ve'el Koifa. He could also be Koifa beyond that. I don't know, maybe I just skipped those words when I was preparing this morning. So Chaimei Shloim Tzimtzomos. She made precisely five Shloim. No, I see. I see what's bothering him. It's choppy. Rabbi Boss said it's hard to draw the line between precisely five and more than five, and that's why Rabbi Kiva said you can be mega because the volume should be no lebeno. Rabbi Hila says you can draw the line between five and more than five precisely, right? And therefore, mikam ve'elch eno koyfer. He doesn't be koyfer. Now, according to the way the Gilin Ephraim learns, it's very choppy, because he could be koifer even above five slim, because it belongs to him, right? So really should be kambeil koifer she'enu misyori shematati koshu, right? So therefore, the funke Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Amar Yofer, it's all part of the question. It's all part of a question. I'm not sure exactly how to read the question. I can only say it outside. I don't know how to read it precisely inside. The question is, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it all belongs to him, right? So why should he have to be mefer? There's no need for him to be mefer. On the base amount, he doesn't have to be mefer because that belongs to him. And not Adolf, he doesn't have to be mefer because that belongs to him as well. So he can just compel us to do it. Promise is not exactly what Rabbi Hila says in the Gemara, right?
It says, "Amrei le'efshel zos chamesh le'im zos shekeduv precisely five. Ar chamesh le'im koyfe. The kaver ain't a koyfe. From there on, he doesn't have to be koyfe, right? It should be really, he can be koyfe as well. That's what's bothering me. And the way the fine changes says, she'edam yisrael shematayim. He doesn't be concerned that she make too much because she's allowed to make much and still belongs to him. Shematayim koshu. Nimsa nana minisa. There's no problem being nana minisa." Okay, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, may you offer. So, and here's the other question: why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say it can be May? Say you have to be Mayfer? All right, it's choppy. I don't know exactly how to read it.
Didn't
you initially answer?
Because
that's more is about to expand on that. And then it says, Rabbi Yochanan, that's why our Mishnah says, "Amrei le time Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, she mitoch she das she megarsha yasura lachser lo." But it's like this: it says, the Rabbi Mishnah explains. Mishnah said, according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that's why he has to be made for, because maybe he'll divorce her and they won't be able to take her back, because then an eder will take effect. Because once she's divorced, she's not meshubatim anymore. And then an eder takes effect. Yeah, but it's bothering Rabbi Hillel said, but so what? It's still not for him, Shebein Ola Bein Noah. Because when is an eder going to take effect? When they're divorced, it's not Bein Ola Bein Noah. Bein Ola Bein Noah is only when they're married, right? So that's what Rabbi Hillel comes to explain here. I mean, the time Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, she mitoch she yadash, she megash she asura lachzlo, she hates his guts. So she's taking the dorm against him. So therefore, since she knows if he divorces her, she'll be also to him, va'af maknitoso, now she's going to nudge him and hentek him v'u megash until he divorces her. So it is beinola beinoa, because she's going to nudge him. Because she knows she can get her, once she gets divorced, the net is going to take effect and she'll be also to come back to him. So therefore, it's Beinola Beinoa because of the nudging now, not because of the nether now. And that's why he can be made for the nether. He can be made for the nether, so she shouldn't nudge for the nether, so to get divorced for the nether to be chal. So it's like Beinola Beinoa like this, not directly. So again, I don't know exactly, I'm not pleased. You didn't down my there, did you? I did it right. I down my, but I'm staying anyway. So, okay, so you didn't down my. Okay, so you can sit here. And I tell you, once they turn the air conditioning for the season, that's it. So, anyway, so that's what it means. That's a real, right, the question was, why could a real commander you have to be made for? And how can he be made for? So the answer is, you have to be made because of abdication. I have to be made for it, stop, they know what they know. No, she's going to needle him until he agrees to divorce her. And for the needling, it's fine, it should be no libido. Okay, another ishto. If his wife took an edder, if his sovish nadjabito, and she thought his daughter took an edder. Or nadjabito's daughter took an edder, if his sovish nadjisho, he thought his wife took an edder. Nadra ben nazir, she took an edder, to be in nausea, the sovish nadjib korban, she thought he took a net, he thought she took a net to make a korba. Korban, sovish nadjib nausea, vice versa. And again, these are all types of issues or mistakes. Nadjib in the tame, she took a net from figs, the sovish nadjib in alvavi, she took us from grapes. Mianavi from grapes, the sovish nadjib in the tame, she took us from figs. I raised the house of the author, and he finds out what the net really was, he can be made for that. That's true, even if he was silent, and so I heard him was silent for 24 hours. And even if he heard and sustained the nether, so it's all based on toast, when he hears later on what it is, he can go back later on and be made. That's simple enough. She said, I'm not going to taste these figs and dates. If he sustains the figs, cooler kind than the entire neighbor's kind. If he sustains the figs, if he's made for the figs, ain't no mufar. It's not mufar. Actually, he has to be made for the whole thing. Made for part of it is not enough. If she made it two seven nedarim, however, harei l'shnei nedarim two seven nedarim, making that matter each part. Now it's interesting. The Moshe points out, even though by Hatorah we say neder shuuter mitzoso neder kulo, huter kulo, that's by Hatorah's chacham, because the chacham undermines the neder retroactively. A bow cancels the neder. So then it's a different thing. So therefore, he not only does he not only can he cancel partially, but even worse, if he cancels partial, it's not canceled at all. He's got to cancel the entire thing. So don't say netashu hufor mitzosa utar kulo. On the contrary, you have to cancel the entire thing in order for it to work. The exact opposite. Right, it's like a line, but it's not even that. No, he doesn't get a line. He's got to veto the entire thing. Right. A chacham undermines. Once you partially undermine, the entire thing is undermined. Not the same thing by idea. Okay. Istani tani. So those are like yikimenu mimenu. You can do partial sustain. Yikimenu mimenu, you can do partial hafara. Istani tani. Yikimenu, not mimenu, but kulo. You have to do the entire thing. Yikimenu kulo is the entire thing. So it's just a question of how do we learn the word. He's tiny, tiny. Yikimenu, there's a mem there. Mimenu, partially. If you read it, was cool, it's got to be the entire thing. He's tiny, tiny. Those learn. Yikimenu is close, the entire thing. Right? If you read it, mimenu, I don't even know how you learned that, but there's some learned that way. Masisim, anyway, our Mishnah is commanded by Yikimenu, mimenu, that even if you sustain part of it, sustain. If you read it, but if you want to. Under the cancel it, it's got to be the entire thing. The tiny we learned came with any came with cool. If you did figs, sustain part of it, the figs out of the figs and the grapes, it's all sustained. Hey, but then if you nullify only for the figs and a move for it, it's not canceled until you cancel also the grapes. Now, the next case is a fascinating one. It comes back to, we'll have to come back to it again on Monday in a different mode. I'm a queen of Ta'ena Shini Toemes, Mode Anot. Said, I don't want to taste the fig. I take an edit from a fig. That if I eat the fig, the grapes become Osiram. It says, I take an edit that if I eat a fig, the grape is Osiram. See that? The fig itself is not Osiram. If she eats the fig, the grape is Osiram. So if you flew to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, to my verse, Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, which we'll come back to, we'll see again in great detail next week. Rabbi Shmuel mer achar neder. Rabbi Shmuel goes after the, when the neder takes effect. So that's the case, it's two separate nidorim. There's a neder on the fig and neder on the grape. Rabbi Akiva mer achar is, he go after the statement, so it's one neder. So the nafkamina is, can you be matir, one neder without the other? I'm sorry. The netter, she took it both in time. She said, I'm taking netter, I made a mistake. She's taking netter not to eat a fig. And if she eats the fig, then the grape is also. So the shaila is, are they two separate adorim vis-a-vis afora, or one netter vis-a-vis afora? Right? Because you can't, if you take two separate adorim, so you're made for one without the other. If it's one netter, you have to be made for all parts. Otherwise, it doesn't work. So Rabbi Shmuel goes after when the neder takes effect. They take effect separately. First the fig takes effect, and only afterwards does the grape take effect. And therefore it can be made for each one independently. According to Rabbi Akiva, we go after the statement, and they're all made in the same statement. So therefore you have to be made for both of them in order for that portal to work. Okay? So this machlokas is going to be a major machlokas later on. But whether you go after the statement or after when it takes effect. Let's just do one more halacha. You'll do initiation of Dorim. Let's say the guy says, I know they're in the Dorim. I knew they were in the Dorim. I'm in initiation of Dorim, but I didn't know I had the right to cancel the Dorim. You offer, we let him cancel later on, when he finds out. You'll do initiation of Dorim. I knew you could cancel men's Dorim. I'm in initiation of Nether, but I didn't know that my, this is what my wife says in Nether. But Mary Lily offer, Mary says doesn't work. He can't be maker. Chomer Yotzer Chachom say he can't be made. He can't be made. What's the machlokus? I'm Rabbi Zera. Time that I mayor. The reason I mayor is Elah he wrote so. He's looking for an excuse, and should be instead of Shatad the Vigashen and Shaitur so change it to She Yotzer Nidra. He's lying. There's nobody who knows that there's a kind of forest neder and doesn't know whether his wife said it's a neder or not. He's just lying. So Lo Kane. If not, because otherwise, he should have just said, if it was a Mesubic at all, it was a Neder, it should have, I know it says Lagarsha, but it should have said, he should have been made for a Kohen Shai Teretz, he should have been made for it to begin with. Obviously, he's lying. So therefore, when I'm there, we don't trust them later on to come and say, oh, I didn't know it was a neder. Rabbana, no, there are such people are naive, and we do let them get away with that with being made for later on.